I appreciate you coming out here with me.
No, I do.
It's so hard to range find on your own. Yeah, that's why we usually work in teams. Someone figures out the range, the wind, all that kind of good stuff, and then feeds it to me. And then I just basically use that information and I pull the trigger. Yeah. Okay, so I know you, so let me break it down. So right here, well, I guess the first roll is, I know you're not holding it, but so the first thing is, this is the safety. That's on, that's off. So that's really important. And also, I guess this is like a no dust statement, but never point this at someone. So whenever you're holding or using this, basically always treat it like it's loaded, because you don't know. I mean, you should know, you should always know, but always treat it like it's a live gun, because if you don't, it's dangerous. Yeah. See how my finger is? So notice how my finger never ever touches the trigger. Unless I'm ready to shoot, my finger's never there. So if you like hold your finger like you're doing like finger guns, like pew pew pew, yeah. But notice how your finger's straight, your index, right? So when you're holding it, see how my index, it's straight next to there. Yeah, no. Never, ever, ever put your finger behind the trigger. Don't do that. You're going to get hurt doing that. So this little cavity, only go there when you're ready to shoot, okay? Yeah. Yeah, like I'll show you. So it's not as hard as it looks. So what you're going to do, look through the rangefinder. You can see the target. It's probably, I don't know, at this distance, 600 meters away, give or take. I don't know, I'm eyeballing. What does it say on it? 652. Okay, that's pretty close. And then it should also, yeah, because that's fancy, should tell you the wind speed. Okay. And then it should also, yeah, okay, so. All right. Yeah, so I'm like putting it, like kind of resting it into my shoulder. Yeah, that's just so I can eat the recoil, because it's going to kick. This thing kicks like a horse. If you're shooting all day, your shoulder feels it. Okay. I think I got it. Yeah, I think I was right on the money. No, you won't be able to see. The other rangefinder won't show you. It's still too far for that. We have to walk. I think I hit it, though. Yeah. I wanted you to take a try. Here. Okay, so first. And then also the safety. All right. And then chamber's clear. All right. Okay, so yeah, so basically lay down how you saw me laying down. Here, I got it. Oh. Okay. There, you got it? You're holding it? Okay, so just kind of like feel it in your hand. I know it's heavy, yeah. It's a lot heavier than you thought. All right, so it's bolt action, which means every time you want to shoot it, you're going to need to cock it. So first here, I'll do all that for you. There you go. And then safety off. So now it's live. So now this is a live gun. I'm going to put the safety back on for you, actually, before I hand it off. Here. All right. So when you're ready to take the shot, you're going to pop off the safety. Yeah, it's right there. It's that. So when you push your finger forward, there goes the safety. All right. So, yep. Good job. Keep your finger off the trigger because you're not ready to shoot yet. We got to do a couple things. All right. Don't put your chin there. No. Unless you want to lose your chin, don't put your chin there. Yeah, because you're going to get hit right in the chin. It's going to suck. And my teacher didn't tell me once just because he wanted me to learn the hard way. Yeah, and it sucked. Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, great, perfect. There you go. And that's where you want to be. All right. You see the target? I know, it's really small. Yeah, I wish it was closer. No, we have a lot of magnification on the scope, but even so, it's far, so. All right. So, yeah, so when you're ready to take the shot, what I want you to do is, well, first visualize where the target is, and you gotta be like, okay, I see it. I also gotta double check, see if the wind's in the same situation, because if the wind's shifted, you might have to move the sights a little bit. Typically, you wouldn't have to. I'm gonna do it for you to make it easy. I just want you to look basically at the, yeah, I just want you, whatever the crosshairs are, that's basically where I want the gun to shoot for you. I mean, if you have time, you could adjust the sights, but usually you don't, so usually you have to just compensate on the fly.
Yeah.
Okay. So the wind is blowing basically directly at you, which is fine, but we have to factor in the Coriolis effect. So that's just basically the fact that the world's a circle, so when you're shooting objects that are going this fast, which are hypersonic, it's a hypersonic? Well, yeah, the round you're using isn't subsonic, so yeah, I guess it's hypersonic. So when you have to consider basically the rotation of the Earth, that the fact that the Earth is not only moving but it is a curve. So if you're shooting a target far enough, then you have to worry about the movement of the Earth. But that's not what we're here for. It's really about the curvature here. It's not a huge factor because it's actually a lot closer than a lot of targets, so it's not too bad. But you gotta still take it into consideration. So let me just do that.
Okay.
I guess the last thing I'd say would be, before you basically pull the trigger, just take a deep breath and hold it. So, when you're holding it, that's when you pull the trigger, and then after you pull the trigger, then you can let the breath out, basically. Yeah, it's just to steady yourself, because you want to be as steady as possible, because any kind of micro movement you do will affect the trajectory in the flight, so it won't basically fly as true. Yeah, I know, it's a lot. I think you'll do great, though. Here. All right. I'll be quiet. I'll let you focus. All right. And then there you go. Here, clear the thing. Safety on. Look at you. You're a real crack shot, aren't you? I saw a puff. You hit it. I don't know if you hit the tree or if you hit the target, but I think you got on, you were right on the, yeah, you got in the right direction. I think you might have hit the target. I saw a puff, a little bit of white. I think you hit it. Yeah, I mean, there's only one way to find out. Can I ask you for a little walk, maybe? Yeah. Yeah, we can walk. If you want to try again, you can. Oh, yeah. Of course, I'm not going to say no. Yeah. If you want to try again, be my guest. We can be here all day if you want. I think I may have unlocked a new activity for you, haven't I? New hobby unlocked. All right. We can leave all this stuff here. Yeah. No one else comes out here. This is basically... Yeah, this is pretty remote. That's why it's great. That's why it's great practice. It's hard to find this much space where you just know there'll be no one in a direction. All right. Let's go.